want to do is adoption. So if you've all received the agenda, we just need to move adoption to the agenda if anyone wants to read. And we'll move it. Is there any anything want amendments to the agenda? Seeing none. All those in favor? All right. Anyone opposed? Nope. And it's carried. next is adoption of the minutes, but we don't have any minutes because it's been, it feels like decades since the last time we had a meeting. So next would be the chair. And I know that we're all new here, but if anybody wants to put their name in to be committee, what that entitles is just kind of doing what I'm doing right now, just going through the agenda bit by bit and running the meetings.
Sorry, Wesley.
Yep.
I'm getting a lot of feedback on my side. If everybody could just mute their Zoom and only unmute at the time of speaking, it would be a lot easier for us to all hear you clearly.
Perfect. Is that better? Okay. Does anybody want to nominate themselves or someone else?
Wesley? I was excited about attending this Family Day organization meeting just because we haven't had it for a couple of years, but I certainly enjoyed it when my kids, all three of my kids grew up in Qualicum Beach, and we definitely attended the Family Day events every year. So I'm looking forward to helping with getting the Family Day organized for this year, and I hope to solicit other societies or organizations to help with this organization. I'm on the board of chamber. I'd like to present it to chamber. I'm also part of the Qualicum Beach Collective. I'd like to put it to them to see how they can participate. Also the senior center, because it is a family day. It should be a multi-generational involvement. In the past, I know that, you know, we've always had the schools involved and the Qualicum Beach School of Dance involved. So I hope that we are going to involve, you know, a good sampling of the community in for this day. And I'm looking forward to having a live get together that we haven't had in a while. So that's what I have to say. Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Jean. So, to be chair. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, if you guys aren't careful.
I'll do it.
Jean?
Yes, I will.
So, will Jean nominate herself? Does anybody else want a motion to make Jean the chair?
I'll second the motion.
Beautiful. Any questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor? Beautiful. Anyone? Congratulations, Jean. It's all you.
Well,
yeah. Okay, so the next thing would just be review of the items. Again, because it's been so long since we last had one of these meetings, not a whole lot to report on. The only thing to report is in the middle of last year, we appointed as the council representative. Very glad to have her. And then we'll just move on to new business. Jean, did you want to take over or do you want me to keep going?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So the first thing for 2022. So we do have a lot of people in the committee that have different backgrounds and different things that are going on. So we kind of, when opportune time for everyone to meet, and if we want to have a set schedule or if we just kind of as per, I believe the terms of reference for this committee was for is at 5 p.m. Bernie, do you remember that's correct? If there's a day for time. Yeah, so Tuesday's at 5. Okay. But it's open for do it during the days or in evenings, or if there's better.
Tuesdays at 5 for a meeting that we would meet every week. Is that what you're stating?
The terms of reference months.
Sorry, I don't know what if the connection is bad on your end. Is anybody else? Is Wesley cutting out a lot? Is it just me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm hearing
it's town hall because I'm hearing, because if I speak, do you hear me okay? Because it's telling me that I'm on stage town hall.
You are also glitching.
I'll call our IT person and see if I can fix. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So can I just clarify? What we're discussing right now is when this committee will meet, and that's on Tuesdays at 5. Is that correct?
That's what the terms of reference is for the committee, but the terms of reference can be amended based upon what works for the committee. So the last, in 2018, the times it was Tuesdays at 5 p.m.
Okay. It works for me, but I have a pretty flexible schedule, so I'll leave it to those whose schedule might be a bit more limited.
I often have a commitment on Tuesday night, so I would prefer Wednesday night at the same time. And also, what is the day that we are picking for Family Day?
Family Day on the Sunday in May 29th.
Okay. Who coordinates the budget for this Family Day, and is it all funded by the town of Qualicum, or are we looking for donations?
Last time we did it, it was a $10,000 budget, and we don't generally go for donations from the community, but we do have where we'll have people come providing services or setting up tents, that kind of thing. It is a pretty significant budget to be able to get done what we need to get done.
Is anybody on this committee familiar with events coordinating, and is there a previous contact list? Sorry, Jean, could you mute? Sorry, there's a lot of feedback from behind you. Thank you. Is there a contact list for those who we have called in the past that we could reconnect with? And in addition to this, we could add to that contact list for new people maybe who have joined the community in the last couple of years that might like to be part of this event?
So what we have that's made up a document with an overview of previous years, and that includes activities and entertainment, people that set up booths. We do have those contacts previous years.
Did you get an email? We sent out an email with that intro pack. Did you not get that? Did everyone else get that? Who got that? Okay.
I will check now. I must have. Let me just check.
Well, I might just jump in real quick and a lot of information that I tried to glean from past years, so we're not reinventing the wheel. And there's a lot of contacts, there's a lot of information that we use without having to redo. Do check that email. There's while there aren't contacts, we have some freedom of information issues with giving people's contact details, there are names of organizations, groups that were involved. Launching point.
This Family Day overview. Is that what you're speaking of?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I got a million things open. So if Tuesdays at 5 p.m. work, we monthly, but because the event is coming, I'd recommend we do more frequently than that, maybe every. So what we can, Bernadette or myself, a schedule of a next couple months, and then if there's any issues, it's extreme. We need to get this done, and we definitely We really appreciate you all. So I think that's good. Date, as mentioned, on the Sunday, the main, the event overview, here's, it's been different pieces. The first piece is the parade through town, and that starts in, we also have with the RDN to provide a free swim for families, which is very well received. Have the events on the community fields, and things like bouncy castle, food trucks, groups that want to show off their, like one of my favorite every year is Camp Narnia. They send a bunch of kids and they come up and do like a organized dance. In previous years, we've had different dance schools come and stage. We've had comedians and balloon artists. We also had ponies, so pony rides through the forest. Previous years, it's all up to what you guys want your family day to look like this year. That document that we were talking about, the family day, just examples of what we have done before. If there's anything you guys have been and experienced and loved and you definitely want to see it again, or you thought kind of didn't look very good for like for we did a squash race, and we were trying to make like the squash race like an annual thing, but it didn't take off. So if anybody's ever been to Family Day before and has that kind of input, definitely looking for that. And get planning on what we have so we can start making the phone calls and different entertainers, and that's kind of I was just ran from a meeting. I'm a complete from this meeting. So has anybody been to Family Day before? Mm-hmm. What if we wanted to go around the table and talk about one thing that we loved from the previous year? Brittany, do you want to go first?
Yeah. So actually one of my first experiences before I moved here about 7 years ago was a family day. And what I loved about it was how the events were lined up all along first. And or was it, I always get those roads mixed up. The main road, Memorial. And is it Second? I keep getting
Second, yeah.
Second, sorry. Memorial and Second. And it kind of funneled us all the way to the end where the Raven Song was, and is rather. And I loved how all the stores had their stuff, had things going on out front of their stores. When you walk down the street, there was music playing. They had it shut down. You could go down and get to the end where Raven Song was. And the entire field in the back was opened up. They had like Zumba dancing happening. They had like a huge circle of activities all the way around, from cotton candy makers to the Inflate-A-Fun Nanaimo rental for all the kids. And they had like science experiments and magicians. They had so much fun stuff happening that it almost felt like a circuit. You could start on Memorial, walk down Memorial. It was really good for our businesses, our small businesses. People could check in the shops. But then also for the kids, they enjoyed it because it was different things, entertainers happening all the way along. So you could literally start on Memorial, walk all the way along, go all the way up Second to the end, do the whole activity at the park, and then make your way back, which I really appreciated. I don't remember if there was a market going on, but I think that would be really great to introduce like our farmers market to this event as well. It's just great exposure for everybody, and it just really brings the community together. So it'd be nice to see what, and after COVID especially, as much as we can pack into that, would be really great.
That's awesome. Does anyone else want to share something that they loved about previous family days? No one? And.
Yeah, don't be shy. Well, for me, it's always been the parade. I love the parade, right? And oftentimes we've had a theme, and I think that would be fun to sort of coordinate something. We've had like sort of more 70s. And I was thinking, I'll just put it out there, is that we are celebrating Year of the Garden this year. So maybe that would be a good thing with the farmers market, bringing them in. But that might be an idea for the theme. Or I don't know. Anyway, there's lots of opportunity to think about different ideas. There was a comment I noticed in the package that talked about maybe trying to get away from as many bouncy castles. And I don't know what we would do in place of that. And then my other comment is there anything that we might want to look at doing differently in light of the fact that we've been through the pandemic and that there could be still some restrictions at some point, right? We don't know what the next few months are going to hold. So just have that, be mindful of that. If there's, maybe this is the opportunity to make a few changes and introduce new things.
Yeah, that's great. Bouncy castles.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
That's exactly what I was going to ask is about the bouncy castle, just why we're holding back on that.
Yeah, so the bouncy castles are very popular on the day of the event. And it's hard because in the last 2 years that I did it, we tried also to get away from the bouncy castles. But when you have less bouncy, long lineups, and people complain about that, we did try and get some more that were geared to older kids. So like the surfboard or the bunny, that kind of thing. Really popular the last 2 years was the dunk tank. The middle school age kids, because they here to be dunked. And so dunking your friend is really great. Or they would dunk their parents. They love that. And that was actually really fun. So I would highly recommend that if we wanted to kind of steer away from more just a field of bouncy castles. The other thing that's difficult with the bouncy castles is that they require access to power. And we try as much as possible not to have generators running. Number one reason is because we require to, I think they call it hot fueling it or something. So fuel them and even though you tell them that, they still, so we, to avoid that situation altogether, 1 year we had a generator come to power all of them. A logistical challenge. It was noisy. It was hard to get it there. May, if the field is wet at all, then it's vehicles up there. So I am completely on board with fewer bouncy castles if we can to put in their place. Years ago, we did the theme was old town, old timey, return to our roots. So we had sack races and the zucchini races, and we put a lot of work into these events, and all the kids just, so it's like, if we're going to go one way, we either need to get a lot and different, that kind of thing, or none at all. My
jumping real quick with my IT update. If you're having trouble hearing us still, we can log out of this. I'm right back. So are you in favour of doing that? Okay, we'll end this meeting and we'll be back in just a second. So we've got Jean and Rebecca and everyone's there. Unfortunately, we did lose Wesley. She has an agenda to do. So, continuing on, she just asked me if I could perhaps go a little high level if we can, just to get a kind of a handle on. I mean, the details will come. There's a lot of details, and they certainly will come. I'll just wait until Jean's there. Jean, are you with us? Okay. And can you hear us, Jean? Okay, great. So yeah, I'm just going to go a little high level for a minute, and then I am actually going to hand it over to Jean, so you guys can go on to next steps. So from that package, it really helped me to look at it big big picture, because I'd been a little bit involved, but not a lot involved. So for me, I was like, well, where does it even start? What time does it start? What happens? What's the involvement? Is there like day before involvement? Is there day after involvement? What is this thing look like? So, the schedule is in that outline, but you know, there's things to happen the day before. So just keep that in mind. There's, you know, setting up things that happens day before. There's promos that happen, you know, in the weeks building up. So, you know, you guys have got contacts that are going to be really helpful, for getting the word out. Like last time we did it, the mum of a teenager was really helpful in getting the word out to the teenagers, and we got some stuff into the schools. So trying to keep, you know, the whole groups involved, that was, you know, happening weeks in advance. On the day, it starts at 7 a.m, which is, that's all our town staff are there at 7 a.m. And then you guys get there, anywhere from 7 to 8. And then, people are turning up, anywhere between, well, if we have a pancake breakfast, that's starting at 9:30. So the field setup is happening from 8:45 onwards. And parallel to that is, the parade happening. So the parade's going to be starting, to muster at 10 a.m. Apparently it's quite the show to get people mustered. So, there's an asterisk on my list here next to the parade mustering to try and help organize that. And so people will be arriving all sorts of times to set up down at the field, the community field. And the parade will be happening, from 12 p.m. And then activities down at the field from 1 to 4. Just reading through the package in the past, it said that it was really helpful to have, all the activities in one part of the lower field, so you can concentrate that effort. And then it happens all through until 4 o'clock, and then 4 to 4:45. So that again is, in the past, but that's not written in stone. So is that too long a day? That would be your decision. So maybe it would go a little bit shorter, or, also, you know, the parade isn't in stone. People love the parade, but it's in a lot of work. It's not in stone. So that's up to you. Again, like there's often a theme. So that again is, you know, something that, can be, you know, thought about. So probably, you know, early up, we see that there's a couple of areas that need overview. So assigning those responsibilities earlier on would be probably helpful. So we have vendors, exhibitor coordinator, you have a parade coordinator, you have an entertainment coordinator, you have an activities coordinator, a food vendor coordinator, volunteer coordinator, a logistics coordinator, and then we have our own staff, that we'll be coordinating. And I, in the past, Wesley has been the liaison, but I'll be the liaison, and along with Tony, because Tony's all the brains here. So, and then that would be sort of a first step where we assign some of those responsibilities, and then you start to get down into the next level of detail of big picture. What do you want it to look like? So, you know, come up with a theme, come up with an idea, come up with some, you know, big picture of how you want the event to look. In the past, you can look back and see what we have done. Past experience is something, you know, that I've just sort of gleaned a little bit from looking over the past minutes, you know, worked well and what hasn't worked well. You've already touched on the bouncy castles. In the past, there was such a high demand for the bouncy castles and such a low amount of them that it was just like 20 minute wait for these kids to get on, because they had to go on a bouncy castle. Yeah, go for it.
I'm just wondering what year you're speaking to this, because I mean, I've been here now for 6 years and I have not experienced that at all. In fact, the lineups we always commented about how the lineups were hardly anything and our kids just zipped and did circles and did, so I'm not really sure exactly.
So that would be the 2019 year. The 2019 year apparently was the feedback, that there was huge lineups. The other feedback was that there wasn't enough water and, you know, refreshments. It was a hot day.
Okay. I was just curious. I understand the logistics behind it. I've done a big event like this before, where we've used bouncy castles. I understand the electrical component behind it. I would like to revisit it and talk about it at a later time, maybe not today. Because I do think it's a huge component for kids, and for parents for that matter, to do with their kids, especially if we're looking at the big ones. The other side to this is that, when we as parents take our kids to big events like this, we expect waits. That's just a reality of going to an event with lots of people. There's going to be waits. And if we don't want to wait in that lineup, we don't have to wait in that lineup. So I'd like to revisit that and talk about it and see if we can fix some of those logistical issues and see if it's feasible or not.
Certainly. And I certainly am just from past, just what they did, you know, which I think is super helpful for you as a committee to do after the event as well, is lessons learned and, you know, what will do well and what goes better and, you know, what will even work for next year. Like, you know, you think, you know, the last committee was trying to think of the next committee and how they could just give some suggestions. And of course they're just suggestions, but, you know, it would be helpful for you guys to do a lessons learned afterwards as well. Go ahead, Jean.
I was wondering, do we have a number of approximately how many people have attended in the past years so that we kind of know the numbers that we're going to be dealing with, or that's never been accounted?
I'm not aware of anything.
No numbers?
I'm not aware of anything, no.
I think it's about 3,500 when I read through all the notes.
Oh, good job, Doug. I think you're a numbers man, Doug. I think you're an organizer, Brittany. I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it.
Do we want to, like, break down and see who would like to start taking charge of reaching out to, like, what it takes to get people involved in a parade, what it takes for food vendors? Like, let's start contacting people and have it broken into who's going to do what and do those reach outs to people. And then we can report back on that on the next meeting.
I think that's kind of where we're going now. So I was just looking at big picture, which was the first thing is to allocate people where they, mm-hmm. you know, where their strengths are. And I mean, I'm going to bow out here in a minute and hand it over to you, Jean. I was just going to say, do look over those notes. Just another one just to highlight, food vendors have been hard to get hold of, so that's kind of a first priority. If you're looking for a first priority, that's, you know, they get nabbed up by Parksville pretty quickly. So that would be something there. And there's lots of logistics and there's lots of things. You know, yes, I think, you know, as a first step, it would be probably great to allocate people and to get a big picture of your event, because the details will come. There are lots and lots and lots and lots of small details. But if you get a picture for what you want, I think that would be helpful. I'm here as a support. I'm not going to be running you guys. I'm here as a support. Tony's here as a support. So like I say, I'm just about to hand over to Jean and then I'll take a back seat. So I will do that now, unless you have a question for me before I hand over to Jean. Okay. There you go, Jean.
All right. I grabbed a calendar. If we were to look at trying to meet every other Tuesday, that would be like 5 meetings before the event. Would that be sufficient? The next meeting that we have next would be see who we've been able to reach out to and then fine tune it to the next meeting and then going from there. I think we just kind of need to get things moving so that we're not leaving things to the last minute.
I think we should meet next Tuesday. I think we should come out of this meeting with a to-do list, meet next Tuesday, and then see if we can skip 2 weeks and do it the second week, just to really make sure that we've conquered this particular list. I think it's going to be a big one what we come out of this meeting with on it in terms of a to-do list.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I cannot attend the first and third of any Tuesday. So unless we want to move to a Wednesday or the following Tuesday.
I can do Wednesdays. What's everybody else's schedule?
Wednesday.
Like?
Is everybody good for Wednesday?
Wednesdays is not great for me because I run programs for kids at night.
Yeah. Okay. What about Thursday? Anybody have Thursdays?
Thursday, I work for the town for fire, unless we're done fairly promptly.
Are we
How about Monday?
Are we talking 5 o'clock, or can it be earlier than that?
Anytime.
Because Doug, if you're, or Douglas, whatever you prefer, if those times, if 5 o'clock doesn't work for you, if a bit earlier works.
Oh yeah, 3:15 is great every day.
How about everybody else?
Yep,
that's good. So is like 3:15? Run about 3:15 to 4:30.
Yeah.
Is that enough time for a meeting?
What day have we chosen?
I can go back to Tuesday then. 3:15 to 4:30.
Douglas, is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. Everybody else?
It really depends on some work and some won't. Like, I can't do this 3:15.
Okay.
Does the Wednesdays work then, Rebecca, for
3:15? Yeah, I can do next Wednesday. Most Wednesdays. Be okay. I just have something next. I don't know the time of yet, but I think I'll be okay. It's going to be in the morning, so let's go with Wednesday.
Wednesday at 3:15.
I'm not sure if that works for Douglas' schedule.
Oh, all right.
Douglas?
Yeah, it'd be awesome if it wasn't a Wednesday.
You have after school programming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thursday? So Tuesday.
Is Thursday's okay at 3:15?
Yeah.
Rebecca?
Okay.
Again, it's just some Thursdays. My work schedule is just like I have different things each week, so I can't.
Okay. So
GNB could be there every time.
Jean, it sounds like Tuesdays and Thursdays are available for most people at 3:15, and then Rebecca will just come as she can, and we can fill her in with minutes. Does that sound respectable?
Will that be okay for everyone?
Yep, that's fine with me.
Okay, so our next meeting will be Tuesday at 3:15. And we'll go from there. Okay, so somebody want to raise their hand as to what they'd like to do, who they want to contact? There you go.
I thought you were passing it along, sorry.
So, Brittany, go ahead. What would you like to do?
Okay, well, I feel like we need to break down this list. So, in terms of contacts, I'm fine contacting people. That doesn't bother me at all. I have the ability to do that. But that's a big contact list from vendors to food, volunteers.
No.
So, can we break that down a little bit?
We're breaking it down. Like, who wants to look after, like, getting the vendors? Who wants to kind of talk to people about...
I'll contact entertainment, and I'll also look into activities, and I'll look into multi-generational activities, so we're not just talking just for kids. I'll look and see what we can find for all age ranges of activities. We had the woodcarvers in the last, I can't remember what event it was. I think it might have been the market in Qualicum. Do you guys remember that? They were carving some totems.
Put on by the Legion.
Okay. That might be a really neat thing to see. Anyways, I'll make some phone calls in terms of that, and I'll come back to the table next week and see what we've come up with. Does anybody have any ideas of entertainment activities that they would like to see that I can make some phone calls to?
Contact the dance school.
The dance school, okay. And what was that, Douglas?
If you hit all the big ones, so inflatables, climbing wall, RDN, make sure they know that we're looking for the pool, because they probably set the schedule already.
To have the pool open for that day, you mean, right?
Yeah, because they might have set it up for a rental.
Okay, that's a good point. I'll call them first thing tomorrow morning and have a call. Oh, it's Saturday. I'll call them Monday morning, but I'll follow up with an email over the weekend just to see if I can get anybody and make that arrangement. But in terms of, like, it's been 2 years since we've done this. I'm sure there's been new businesses that have come into town. Maybe I haven't thought of. Has anybody heard of anything entertainment-wise? We've lost a magician over the last year. He's moved to New Zealand. So if anybody knows of any other magicians, it might be nice to have one of them in.
So we will also set up a stage for this kind of activities, right?
While I'm calling these people, I need to have some sort of like do we just pay them their standard rate? Do I negotiate a rate with them? Like, how do I book them or have them commit when I don't know what to pay them?
Tell them that we'll get back to them and see what they're charging out.
Okay,
and then see if that works into our budget, right?
Okay, perfect. That's what I'll do. Thank you.
So let's just see what you come up with by the next meeting, Brittany. I mean, it sounds you do have a lot to do. Who wants to be in charge of the parade and getting that started? Okay, everybody jump on that one.
I'm reading through the notes, and I'm not sure that that's the best use of our time.
Jump in at any time, then.
Well, what would you like to do? What would you recommend?
Probably, I would say not do the parade, or like take it out for this year, and just make the field the thing that we want to do and try and simplify it a little bit, because I think you're going to struggle to get people in the parade and to get enough volunteers to make it work.
Making phone calls if you want about volunteers and stuff for the parade. Well, one thing, if we don't do the parade, then we don't have the draw of everybody into the core of the town. So then we're just over on the field. We're not really in the center of town, right? So I think that's one thing to think about. And the thing is about the parade, it can be simple. Like, it originally started out as just kids decorating bicycles. You know, maybe we go back to something almost as simple as that, right? Encouraging kids just to be in a parade. Like, how fun is that, right? So
if I can also say, over this pandemic, one thing we've learned is that being home in community is really important. And I've seen a lot of people move here in the last 2 years, a lot of young families. A parade is a huge draw for that. But in terms of volunteers, I actually think we're all going to be very surprised, and we might actually get more people than we're thinking. We've been 2 years stuck to no activities. I can tell you from as a mom, and I'm very entrenched in the community and of my generation, and we are desperate to get out with our kids. Our kids have missed 2 years of community. So I really think we're going to see a lot more people out than what we might be predicting.
Well, I think with the parade, if we have the theme, that would give it some cohesiveness. So let's take on the theme of Year of the Garden, unless someone else has maybe a couple of other ideas to think about.
The only idea I had was a carnival theme, and the reason why I came to that is Oceanside Elementary a couple of years ago did an amazing carnival sports day at their school, and I am sure I could solicit the school to letting us use a lot of their carnival activities, and it's fun and easy, something simple to dress up with. I don't know if it's the right theme, but you can choose gardens. I would be supportive of that too, but it's just fun if as another option.
Garden and carnival. It's all the excitement of coming out of surviving the pandemic, right? Do you want to see if you can get the carnival thing, and we'll also still run the Year of the Garden? Come on, people, speak up.
Yeah, I will call Oceanside and have that conversation and see what I can get. And then I'll also call our local costume. I know Wesley mentioned that we don't ask for donations, but would you be open to it if we could get some?
Well, we have like up to $10,000. Do we need to ask for donations?
I mean, maybe not. There's a lot of local, I'm thinking more like donations of goods, that can be handed out by local businesses, one, to promote their own businesses, and two, it's a draw for people to bring them in.
Quality foods is always a big donator at these kinds of events.
Okay.
I mean, way back when, they used to donate the hamburgers and hot dogs and the Cub Scouts. They would be flipping them, and it would be benefiting their organization.
Yeah.
Back in the day when we didn't have food trucks. Also, for the breakfast, maybe we can approach the Shriners and see if they would serve the breakfast, and we could give the Shriners a donation because they do the, they're always collecting for the, what is it, for the Children's Hospital and that kind of thing. So if we were able to say, you know, if we were to offer them maybe $500 to serve breakfast in the morning, and it'll be a donation from the town. I mean, 500 is not a lot, but it's not a small amount. If it's $5 a pancake, then it's that's 100 servings. I think, well, they have to serve more than 100. I don't know. So, but anyways, I can talk to the Shriners and see what they're willing to do. But let's move on to, like, getting the coordinators so that we can start phoning people and getting some things that we can put on our things that towards planning this event. So there will be the food vendor coordinator. So someone want to call all the food trucks to see what who's available on that day? As well as maybe we can get a donation from QF. Maybe we can get a donation from QF in the way of freezies. That always went over well. And it's inexpensive, and it was just a nice little thing for the kids after they ran around the field on a hot day.
I think Anne has her hand up.
That's okay. It's not urgent. Whatever. Okay, well, a couple of things. When you talked about QF, it reminded me that traditionally on the family day weekend, QF has put on fireworks. So I don't know if that's still something that we are interested in or if that's even in the conversation. And then the other thing is, well, maybe the people that haven't signed up can let us know what it is that they are interested in volunteering.
Volunteers.
You'd like the volunteers, Rebecca?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just wondering, is there sort of from the past of like what, you know, how many volunteers, the parade, any the different, I mean, I know we're going to do different events. Is there any sort of numbers of volunteers in the past, just a starting point?
I can just have a look through, if you like.
Okay.
Have a look. I shared a link with you. This was an idea to share documents, but it's a shareable link. Yeah. And so a whole lot of the past information has been put into that. It's just called sync.com. It's just an online sharing portal, and that has a whole lot of past kind of volunteer or participant information, so you could probably glean something from there. But if you can't, then come back to me. But I pretty much have tried to put everything that I think is useful in those files. So do have a look at that and see if you can get some information there.
Thank you.
Do we have parents here that a parent that has younger children, and possibly they can ask their child and friends as to what they'd like to be doing on a family day out there on the fields. And then do we have parents in this group that have a teenager, and if they'll tell us what they would like to do outside, and, you know, so we can get that kind of planned out. We have these different activities that are multi-generational.
Is everyone
as well
present?
As, mm-hmm.
with everyone's permission, I'll put a post on our Oceanside social media group to all the families in Oceanside and ask those questions if you are all okay with that. And then I will bring that back next week with some answers. And in addition to that, Jean, it might be nice for somebody to reach out to the local retirement centers, ask them what they might find interesting that they would like to see at this event.
So can we...
I don't mind doing that piece, retirement home.
Rebecca, you're doing that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. And will you also reach out to the senior center?
Yep.
Okay.
Did we get a volunteer to call the food trucks? They said that that was, Bernadette said that that was quite the priority.
I can do that because I have some of them from the Thursday night market. So I'll do that.
Now we just need a job for Douglas.
Yeah, I don't know how interested I am in doing the parade. I just have a pretty stressful job, and I don't know if I can deal with people calling me about organizing it. I'm happy to be up at the field all day on the day and make sure the field gets set up and we put the right things in the right places.
Nice.
I don't know if Brittany wants to offload some of those calls or if you're happy to make those calls to the inflatables and the climbing wall and stuff.
Douglas, if that's your thing and you're comfortable making those calls, go for it and I'll sign up for something else. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So just to clarify, you're going to call not just entertainment, but also activities, right? So, like, are you going to call, like, local magicians and stuff?
Yeah, do you want to separate those and do activities on the field activities?
Yeah, so, like, we got activities, and then we got, like, stage events, right? So are you going to make both phone calls, or do you want me to take on part of that?
Maybe if I just take all the field stuff.
Yeah. Okay, you take the field stuff and I'll deal with stage stuff. So I'll look at calling like the dance center and local magicians and see what we can get up on that stage for performance-wise. Maybe some science stuff going on too.
The karaoke machine.
Yeah, that's a great one as well. Good idea.
So we still need someone to put some thoughts into being a parade coordinator. And what would that require? Let's see. Reaching out to organizations that would think of putting a float together, if we can ask. So does someone want to call out to mention it to the fire department, the police, because they always put their vehicles in. The school, the dance school always participates.
I can do that, I'll do it.
Who's doing that?
Anne,
okay. Or maybe do the schools, the some of the youth groups want to do something too?
Yep.
Who else do we want to see in the parade?
Well, it's been different service organizations too and businesses. It's been a whole mixture of participants.
So how do we get a call?
The pony people, the 4-H people, there's all kinds of.
So can you put on the town site or the town's newsletter that we're looking for parade participants? It's open to everyone, and we would love to see everyone out there, something along that line. And that would be wonderful to see the different organizations.
And so all of our...
I was just going to say we have a website. We have a Family Day Facebook page, and we have a Family Day website page. So when we have done it in the past, we have put a call out, and then they go onto the website and they register, because there's details that we need to know from them.
Right.
So it becomes a little bit more formalized. So we can use the Facebook page for promotions for just the Facebook. So, you know, we can use that as much as you like.
And you're the administrator? Perfect. So will you get it all out there and really rev it up?
Sure, I can start. We haven't even announced the event, so I think that's okay. That's the first call for us to announce the event and you know, to just even announce that we're doing it. I was just going to say, just again, just to point back to those resources, you can look back and see every single person that was a participant in the parade from 2019, 2018. I've got in that list there. So do go and have a look. You've got volunteers, you've got maps, you've got all sorts of things that are a resource there for you.
Thank you.
But one of the first things to say on any of the Facebook sites or any sites or newsletter, just say, you know, we haven't done it in a couple of years. We're coming back in full force, or, you know, just whatever. Like, here's our opportunity to show and get together as a community. That would be nice.
So just in the past, I've only done it for 1 year, but when we did that, we just waited till we had a theme, and then we would go with graphics and we would go with a theme. So once you guys decide on a theme, we can certainly put a design together. We did have a design in the past where it was very bright and colourful. It was generic enough you could use it again. If you were going to change it to something like an old-timey theme, then we would have to look at changing that up. Or if you went to a different, like if you were going to do garden, then we would change up the design. So I would just wait to hear from you what direction you're going to go on a theme.
I have a couple of questions, logistical ones for either Tony or Bernadette. First aid. Should I call them to make sure we bring in a contractor to do that, or do we need to?
Yeah, I think I'm also doing a different committee. So is Anne, Councillor Skipsey. So we have had to, in the past we've used the fire department or something like that, but we don't have them as a resource. So yes, that would be great to find some first aid. Yeah. Tony, would you agree?
I agree. Yeah.
And is there a way for us to have water up on the field just as water for people to drink without having to buy it? Like, we can just say, hey, there's these things for filling up water bottles. Do they have them?
Bob Weir has a little gizmo that it's like Qualicum Beach water always on tap. And it's like a, almost like a beer tap thing. And you can pour water. And we're going to use that for beach day, so I can see if he will make that available for family day as well.
Okay. And power for the inflatables, can you take it out the bathrooms that are on the lower field, or the cables are just not long enough?
Position everything. It's really about the layout, and you have to look at how many devices you have that require power, and then you just have to figure it out that way. There is power at out of the field houses, and I believe I've done this for quite a few years. As Bernadette says, I'm around, but it's been a few years. But there was an old scout hall, and there may be some power outlets accessible on that. I'll have to check into that, but yeah. So
yeah, I don't think so. I think they're gone. They would just be at the field. It would just be at the field house, but
yeah. Though we may have put them in kiosks in ground, so yeah, so just figure out what we need and then we'll just go from there.
Isn't there power from where the soccer lights come on? Can we plug in there somehow, or is there no
yes.
plug-in
up the field, up that little pathway to the field? But I wouldn't recommend going into that room where the lights are. It's sensitive equipment, so we wouldn't open that door. But what we have and what the layout's going to be like, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay.
And for this event, do we have liability insurance coverage?
That is something that we, the town, will look after, yes.
So from this meeting, does everybody have a job that they'll have to report back to next Tuesday? Do we all have a job?
It's a tight turnaround.
Does anybody know the specifications of the size of the stage? I have some ideas for some things I'd like to happen, but I'll need to know size of the stage. And then what that stage offers, if it has lighting, I'm assuming it would have like stereo and speakers and microphone and all that kind of stuff.
So our instruments are in 7x8 and they're.
Sorry, you cut out. Say it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our components are 8 sections. And so it just depends on what size of a stage you need.
Okay.
You hear me okay?
You sort of. How big is each? You said 8 sections. How big is each section?
Oh, no, each section is 4 feet by 8 feet.
Oh, 4 feet by 8 feet.
Yeah. I can't tell you what we have. It's been a while since I've looked.
Unfortunately, I think, Tony, you're falling short on our internet connection. The town's internet is cutting in and out, so sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
Okay. And then is there... Sorry, I don't remember what the stage looks like. Is it covered? Is there lighting above? Is it an open stage where it's just like a lifted space? Is it like?
Correct, it's plat. And then we just add, I mean, probably get a tent to cover it if you wanted to, but it's just correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do we need to look into coverage in case it's a rainy day?
For the stage, yes, because the electrical equipment, speakers, all that kind of stuff will need to be protected.
Tony, do you know how many tents we would have from the town?
I don't. We have, but I know other organizations have tents that would offer them up, like Dream Keepers and Fire and Ice, the old Fire and Ice Committee tents as well. So it would be similar to what we're doing with Beach. Yeah, we can source out tents for sure. Town has, we don't have many, that's for sure.
Who was calling the food vendors? I've missed that. Jean.
I'm calling the food vendors and the Shriners for the pancake breakfast.
Can I just jump in and just ask if you have a time in mind, whether you want to continue with the same time or whether it's going to be a different time?
For the next meeting, it's...
No, sorry, for the event.
For the event, I think we should just carry on with what has worked.
So go through
and
until
that.
4. So parade at 12 and events start from, go from 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm. It's always worked, and let's just stay with the program. Mm-hmm. So Yep, go ahead.
If you're familiar with the Shriners, they have, I don't know if we have it here, actually. Some of the Shriners clubs have these really amazing motorcycle, like, skits that they put on. Have any of you guys seen that before? Is this something that you introduced to the parade? It's really fun to watch.
Yeah. So let's work on contacting people to see who's going to want to participate in the parade so that when we have the meeting next Tuesday, I know it's a quick turnaround, but at least we can have an idea of who's going to be excited to participate, and we will have a nice parade happening.
Is it common to just have seven of us as the committee? Is this a small amount? Is this a big amount? Could we source out more people to help with the committee, or is this good?
I think this is a good start, no?
This is the committee, the terms of reference set out the size of the committee. So this is the size of the committee. And you would hope to get a good amount of volunteers. So that's where you'll get some, you know, and there's people that have been in this committee. I know Angie is one of them who says, I can't be on the committee, but I'll be there on the day and helping out. So yeah, volunteers have, you know, I think, if I'm talking out of turn, and you can correct me, but I think the budget went up because of the problem with volunteers, trying to get volunteers, and, you know, people providing services or providing, you know, we wanted them to, you know, we were trying to get people to be involved or to participate or, you know, do an event, you know, come along. And do you think that's why the budget got increased?
I'm not sure. I know there has been times where it's been a little bit difficult to find some volunteers, but I think sometimes we've given like honorariums to different groups for helping out.
Mm-hmm.
I think Doug, did you have a comment about that too?
Yeah, when I talked to Angie, she said all the stuff on the field should be staffed. We shouldn't have a bunch of volunteers standing there trying to make sure they're going to show up. We just save the inflatable company, Cornwall company, just bring your people and we'll pay for it. Because then we don't have the risk of not having people to supervise anything.
I think in the past, the RDN leadership program has provided some volunteers as well. Rob Ferguson from VIU Recreation Program was involved for many, many, many years. And they would have some of those students participate as well. So, I mean, there may be other people we could tap into.
Also, the high schools need to have volunteer hours for their graduation. So I'm not sure how we all feel about that, but if we could get some of the grade 12 kids that give them some volunteer hours towards their graduation, that might be really good.
I think we've tried that route in the past, but I mean, as long as you have a good connection there, and it depends, some years are better than others, but it's definitely worth asking.
I'm wondering too, with like, I see on the list and table rentals, like I'm thinking that's something we might want to book now. Sorry, it says my table, so I'm not sure. But I'm just wondering if that's something to book now, and I don't know if it's under, does the activity score
I think there's like I did notice that we have the one overseeing person we hasn't been assigned, and that's logistics, so I could imagine that it might fall under logistics.
Oh, okay
if someone was willing to do logistics.
I feel like that's a Douglas thing.
Yeah, I can call Dave at Black and White. I can't imagine they're super busy right now.
Well, we should figure out how many tables we need.
They've got lots. I can give him a call and find out if we should give him a number or if he's just quite happy to walk with us until we're ready.
And then it's always REMAX that they have the canopies or the tents, if we want to ask to borrow those. And QF also has a lot of canopies and tents as well.
I will check in with Rayola Page as well before, if you want, just because I have a connection there, and see what they say, or we can stick with REMAX, whatever works better for you.
I don't know if Rayola Page has it, and that's why for the Thursday night market, we've always used REMAX, and they freely loan them out. I should also then check with Justin at QF to see how they would like to participate and help out on this family day event, and see what he might want to suggest as what he'll hand out in donations of food and whatnot.
We've missed all the kind of like showcase vendors that go along the walkway at the top of the field. So my understanding is there's been a lot of groups in there that have shown things about who they are. And we haven't made a list of who's going to call those people. Maybe it's a little early.
I think there would be a good list of those people. And I don't know if, I mean, I think this week we're going to be all pretty busy, but if somebody has extra time, we could start going down that road.
Again, just those, have a look at those documents. It has, in the past, it has a, like the map that we did on the day, and it has all the vendors and all the activities and all everyone like pinpointed on the maps. So you can have a look and see the participants. And so, I mean, just for example, you had QB weavers and spinners doing a demonstration. You had string keepers doing a fish display. You had BCSPCA doing some information, broom busters, emergency services. The RCMP did a radar thing. I don't know if that's an activity or a display, but do have a look at those documents because there's lots there to food for thought.
I'm not sure if you heard me.
We did.
Okay.
No.
Oh, I don't mind reaching out to.
We didn't hear you again.
No.
Reaching out to who?
I'll reach out to the exhibits.
The exhibits.
Yeah.
I wonder if you should video that might help when you're speaking.
Yeah. I'm in the city, in the town building as well. So.
Town hall, sorry. Sorry.
Should I reach out to like the farmers market and to maybe the Thursday night market people that I have as vendors, and they could we could have a whole lineup of vendors and have that available too?
It would be nice to set up the market, even if it's in its place. It doesn't necessarily have to be at the field. I think it's really important for our town to try to spread it out as much as we can, just because I think that we need to get people back into the town and seeing the new shops that have opened. And yeah.
No, I'm not really supposed to participate, but do we have a theme yet?
Why aren't you supposed to participate? You're going to have to clarify.
I'm with the town, right? I don't think I'm supposed to.
We're support.
Dating.
We're support
yeah, we
to
are
you.
But have you come up with a theme yet for this family?
We, Jean had said that we were thinking the gardens, right? But I was going to look into some carnival theme ideas, potentially just for the field, as
right.
The field tends to attract families a little bit more. But I will get back to that next week and let you know what I've come up with.
I think it would be really cool to do something around, you know, after COVID, coming back to somehow or, you know, something around that coming back to normal. I'm not really sure how to make that into a
coming
theme.
Coming back to life.
Coming back to life. Like, I don't know, like, family, you know, like we can all get out again. And
why don't we think on it, all of us? And I'm asking for support. So could Tony and Bernadette offer me support in providing some theme ideas?
I support you in that.
So then are we asking the farmers market to be open that Sunday then? Is that the plan? or I was thinking just having vendors down by the field as well.
Tony, do you know what's happened in the past? Do they still continue?
Farmers market? Well, isn't Family Day on a Sunday?
Oh, they're Saturday. Farmers markets are
correct.
Saturday. I see.
Yeah, so arts, for example, that would be on a Saturday, and that would be a farmers market day, and that's to the old bus garage parking lot. So that was a cool, transition. It added a different dimension to the farm. Really enjoyed it up there. I don't know if they would weekend from a Saturday to a Sunday, or maybe, there are vendors days, but it would be a matter of contacting the farmers. Jean, do you know Lonnie Elf? Okay. Bernadette, can you put contact with her?
I'm just going to refer to our staff and just see first what we would want to do, whether that's like an ongoing lease we have with them and, it's for the Sunday. So I just don't want us to jump ahead, if that's okay. I can just check in with our administration first.
I think that would be a good idea. And also maybe we could take a look at our terms of reference and just make sure that we're not doing something that's outside of our terms of reference.
If we don't do the farmers market, I could line up a whole other group of vendors that are artisans that have, they're local people that have created their item. So it's not like selling overseas trinkets or that kind of stuff. It's all locally done handicrafts and produce, that kind of stuff. It's like the Thursday night market. But have them by the fields too, so that the parents that drop the kids off, they also have something to do as one of the things that they could be doing, or I don't know, just keeping it lively for adults as well. Oh, we could have a beer garden. The chamber does a lot of that.
That would mean that, Anne had mentioned about fireworks. We talk about doing something a little bit more adult focused. Fireworks go into the evening. Maybe we could, actually that might be a bad idea. Police might not like that if we do a beer garden right before the fireworks. I was thinking if we made it a little bit later, but that might not be a good idea.
I did have a note here about fireworks, and I've been told that Quality Foods does them the day before. Fireworks are the day before, and it's not a family day thing, and it might not happen. That was my note.
I have a question. I don't know if anybody has an answer for this, but we mentioned how Parksville gets the food vendors often quite quickly. I know that family day is the Sunday. Has anybody ever considered doing this event, say, the Saturday, so that we're not competing with Parksville? I don't family day weekend, right? Rather than like the day. I don't know, just an idea.
I think in the past, then we're competing with all of the sports activities and other things that are happening on the weekends. And it was felt that this was just people tended to have the day off more on a Sunday.
It's interesting because coming from a perspective of a mom with kids, I don't wait for a day off. I plan my Saturdays, right? This is something fun I would plan to do with my family. And given that it's a long weekend, all sports activities are canceled on long weekends, quite typically.
Is it a long weekend?
Isn't it May long weekend?
It's usually the weekend after the May long weekend.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry, my bad. Okay.
I'd still second a Saturday as well. So much easier. Because my wife works on a Sunday.
Just to jump in, we did have a motion from council to do it on a Sunday, so we could go back to council and ask them for the Saturday. Councillor Skipsey, what do you think of that?
I think it's up to the committee. If the committee wants to put that forward as a recommendation, then that's up to the committee.
I would say 10 is quieter on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that on Saturday, the downtown core is pretty busy. And I'm not sure how the businesses would like that the street is closed off and hours are spent with just, you know, the parade and having a street closure. And that's a busy retail time for the merchants.
If I can participate, I would agree with you there.
Okay. No, that's good feedback. That's something I don't know. So I think that's a wise decision. We'll just keep it with the Sunday. I just was looking at an idea to not compete with Parksville. I as a parent, am frustrated because I split it up. I try to beach parks. I don't try to go to Parksville, and I try to also do Qualicum. It's hard because they often run at the same time. So I just thought then we could do both. But yeah.
Is Parksville having it on the same day?
I just heard Anne or somebody, maybe it was Bernadette, or maybe it was Leslie. Sorry. I just heard somebody say that we were competing for food vendors for that event. So I don't know. I haven't heard about when Parksville's Family Day is.
I think that that refers to their monthly leases. Like they go and they commit food vendors at the beach for months at a time. And so those food vendors have those long-term things. So then they're not available to come on a one-off.
I probably need to go because I got to feed the kids.
So what's next steps? Can we, yeah, I think everybody is, we've gone on for a while. Is there something else that we're missing in this meeting? We've discussed the contacts of who's contacting who. I'm going to look, so what I've got is just a refresh here. I have entertainment. Douglas is on entertainment and logistics. I have Rebecca as calling volunteers and calling the retirement home. I'm going to make a post to the local social media groups to find out what events and activities of interest we might see. I have myself doing stage activities and I have Bernadette on advertising. I understand that you're a support, but you are putting out the Facebook post and the website, and I'm not sure who else is doing other, maybe signage around town would be really helpful. And also I have Jean as calling the food vendors and the Shriners Club. Is there anything else like big that we've missed?
I'm looking after the parade.
Right. I have that on here. I somehow skipped that. I have you down as the parade coordinator. Are you also?
And I'm calling the vendors.
Yep. I have you down for that.
Okay.
Oh, you're calling the vendors. I thought Jean was calling food vendors and Shriners. Oh, you're I'm
calling vendors, yeah, like the spinners or who, well, yeah.
Market vendors. Okay, anything else big that we're missing?
So I'm sorry, if I could just because I've got a little list here, so can I just go through a little bit slower? Sorry. So the vendors, exhibitors, coordinator, is that Rebecca?
Correct.
Okay. And the parade coordinator, is that Anne?
Correct.
Okay. The entertainment coordinator, is that Doug or is that Brittany?
I think to some degree we might share it, but for now, Doug is taking care of making the phone calls to who we can get in. And then he'll be there on the day of in the field, just dealing with the logistics of the setup of the field. I will take care of stage activities, but I will coordinate with Douglas next week to talk about if there's anything else we need to add to that entertainment list.
Okay, thank you. So the activities coordinator then, is that you then, Brittany? Like activities happening on the field? And then Doug's more logistics on the day?
Sure. I can be the contact. Well, Douglas, I don't want to step on toes if this is something you really want. If you want to do logistics on the field, making sure everybody's set up, I don't mind being the contact person so they can call me or come to me if what have you is going on with them in terms of like when they start. I don't know. I don't want to put it all on your plate. That's a big job.
I'm quite happy to take care of all the activity side of it. and the field and setup, but not the entertainment side.
Okay, so activities is Doug. And your logistics as well, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Food vendor coordinator is Jean. Okay. Volunteer coordinator, did I hear Rebecca? Volunteer coordinator, great. Logistics, we've got Doug. And then stage, Brittany. Did I get that right? Excellent. Thank you very much. Thanks for...
I think it might have been confusing with the entertainer. Entertainers is more performers.
I agree. So can you clarify what are you doing? So I really have it down here.
So any activities that people will participate in, but they're not being entertained by somebody on stage.
I understand. So I will take on, so you're doing activities involvement. I'm doing entertainment, stage entertainment. Okay, thank you for the clarification.
And then I think there's also like, you know, peripheral entertainment that's not on a stage or in an activity. So you might have a balloon person or so maybe that would be you, Brittany, as well.
That'll be me for sure.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
No problem.
So Bernadette, can you send out the minutes and also everyone's phone contact number?
So I would have to get permission from you all to share your phone contacts and your emails. So I will email you out. Oh, are you going to give me? Okay.
Yeah, we're I'm good.
Okay. All right. If you're not, then too bad.
Definitely make sure good. I get Tony's and Bernadette because I'm going to need lots of support.
Tony's is on speed dial, you bet. I can certainly do that. And the just so you know, too, this meeting has been recorded and will be up, not right today because I'm going home, but on Monday. It's really quick turnaround, so you can go back and listen if you feel like you missed anything. It's right there, and the minutes will follow that week. But it's not an immediate turnaround, but you can certainly listen to the. But I think like what we just did now, kind of clarifying what was that was great. And then I think next steps were kind of coming up with a theme just bigger, even just some of the bigger picture, maybe just as a suggestion, what you know, you come back with is how many activities you're going to have or how many or, you know, what kind of, and maybe your theme might inform that. I'm not sure.
What's Wesley's role in this?
She in the past, she's basically just handed it over to me. She's in the past been me, but she's unable to do that this year. She's Wesley is the deputy corporate administrator, so she's extremely busy, and we're coming up to election year, so extremely busy. So I'm helping out here.
And can I ask? Sorry.
No,
there's all this talk about vendors and vendors, but I think in the past, the town wanted people selling things. They wanted people that would sell things that would support the event, but not have vendors per se, because where are you going to put the cap on selling cars and people selling, you know, like where it was just vendors, you know, sell hot food and things that were related to the event.
I think that's why I suggested perhaps we take a look at our terms of reference, that we don't want to be stepping outside of that, because I think you're right. I think in the past the intention was just to support the day itself.
The event, yeah, because there actually were car dealers have their brand new electric on the field showing them off, right?
Right.
Really fit the event. That's where I was going when I was thinking, well, like we should just sort of have focus on that. Okay, I'll shut up now.
And no selling family members, even though it's family day.
Are you sure? I got two really cute kids. You can put them to work.
No, it's been suggested. It was turned down.
We can have like local, you know, handicraft vendors, right? Like small.
I don't know, Jean. That's what we have to look into, whether that is outstanding, like stepping outside of our mandate, or whether that is something that we could do, because we haven't done that in the past. So for next week, we should have an idea as to whether or not that's possible.
Because it would be.
Sorry?
Who's looking into that?
Anne?
I can do that. Yeah. Between us, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, because who I'm going to, in terms of the vendors and exhibits.
That's why I wanted to bring that up right now. Yeah.
No, but I don't think there's anything wrong, Rebecca, if you make some phone calls and just say, look, this is what we're looking into. We're not sure who we're going to have, but we're checking to see who's available at this time. And then if Anne and Bernadette determine that it's outside of that mandate, we can just simply say, thank you for your interest. It won't work for this event.
I think it's safe to say that if you avoided people that were a vendor that is going to be commercial in any way with money right now, that would be great outside of food vendors.
So like local farmers market, artisan.
I think that would be tricky because that's a commercial. That's commercial.
Well, that's commercial.
It's commercial, right? Where yeah. It's supposed to be a free family day event outside of the food vendors. Like the activities are intended to be free.
Oh, because they're selling stuff.
They're selling things, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
As soon as there's money exchanging, I think it's tricky.
We want more people, demonstrations or exhibits, letting people know what programs they have available.
And I think, again, if you have a look at the list of examples from the past, you'll get a good kind of handle on what the flavor is.
No, if they want to sell something,
then they go to the farmer's market. Yeah, on the Sunday, on the Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
Jean. And if you've ever been – sorry.
No, go ahead, Tony.
If you've ever been to Beach Day, that's Family Day at the Beach. It's the same idea.
And if you'd like to talk to someone with some ideas, then Tom Whitfield is your man.
Jean, just for your food vendors call list, could you add cotton candy, lemonade, and snow cone to it just to see if they'd be able and interested to come? It's just nice to have little, like, snacky things rather than just food, you know? It's also really fun to see families walking down with huge things of cotton candy.
I think some of the organizations like Rotary has some of this equipment too, or the Kiwanis Club, maybe that we can ask them to participate. So, yeah, definitely I will ask around.
Would it be okay if I go? Like,
yeah.
I can hear my kids upstairs and...
I think we can adjourn this meeting. I think we all have a lot to do and a lot to bring back to the next meeting on Tuesday. So, meeting adjourned.
Sorry, I just need a mover and a seconder. I'm so sorry.
Move.
Second.
Great.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
See you next week.
See you next time. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.